Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject. A hypothetical, if you please. America as we once knew it. All American history books, if they even have them then, will American history be written about? What will it say? 2025, that's a short time from now, 2030 and beyond. What kind of American history will be written? What will be said about the history in America? What will be said? How will we respond to what will be said? As I've said earlier, we will talk about America once had freedom of speech. America once had freedom of religion. At one time, you could go to church without worrying about what the government would say. But as a result of COVID-19 and the so-called pathogen that was supposed to kill 2.2 million people in America, we were lied to by Dr. Fauci. We were lied to by the World Health Organization. We were lied to by Dr. Birx. We were lied to by the pharmaceutical houses that said that they had the cure. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize, let me just tug this in. Do you realize a COVID vaccination will not prevent the pathogen, and it will not cure the pathogen? So the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered, why a COVID vaccination? Why is the government all across the nation, why are the government officials, some of them are offering a $100 savings bond, the others offering a lotto ticket that you might win $1 million, others are offering free donuts, some are offering some kind of educational program, some universities and colleges are offering advanced standing on courses without having to take the course and get advanced credit if you'll go ahead and get the vaccine. Why are they pushing the vaccination? It is not. Listen, it is not to protect your health or mine. It is for the control of we the people as citizens. We're talking about the loss of our foundation. And the scripture is very clear, and I've stated it earlier in Psalms 11:3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm concerned about the future of America based on our religious liberties and the freedom of speech. And in the future tense, ladies and gentlemen, and just before the news break, I touched on it. This article says, new secular Democrats gunning for Christians. And part of the manifesto that they had issued to President Biden says reverse all executive orders, rules, memoranda, and other actions that exempt faith-based organizations contracting with the federal government from non-discrimination requirements that apply to secular organizations, include employment discrimination. This includes the following: dismantle the Department of Justice, dismantle the Religious Liberty Task Force, dismantle the HHS Conscience and Religious Freedom Division, repeal Executive Order 13798, promoting free speech and religious liberty, reverse its implementation across various executive agencies, rescind and replace the Department of Justice memorandum, federal law's protection of religious liberties in America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't tell you where we're headed as far as religious liberties and our freedom of speech and the exercise of our liberties in America to worship, nothing does. We're talking about today the loss of America as we've once known it. And we find a very staggering statement that I believe is apropos in relationship to that today. It is in Proverbs 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me today Brother Dan Ort. Dan is passionate about where we are in America and where we're going from the standpoint of American history, what America was like, what America is like today, and where we're going in the future. Dan, in looking at America past, present, and future, talk about some of the things that I've touched on and beyond in relationship to what America was like in the past. We're talking about as we grew up knowing it, as right. America was. Right. What was America like yesteryear, if you will, as compared to where it is today?
Well, I remember the day when I could walk the streets and feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
I think besides our religious and freedom of speech losses, one of the greatest loss is our security. When looting, rioting, and killing is justified to bring about a change.
Justified is simply a peaceful demonstration.
Yes. But they're saying that as long as it brings about a change, it's the proper thing to do. But they're not saying that the change will destroy the country.
And that's
they're
exactly
leaving
what
that
they're
key point out.
Yes.
Ayn Rand wrote in 1957 this: when you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing. When you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods, but in favors. When you see that men get richer by graft and by poll than by work. And your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed.
Yes.
1957.
And we're seeing that coming about today.
Basically, everything she warned us about has happened many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the final results of the 40 and 50 years of destruction. I was trying to sleep last night, and I couldn't go to sleep. And I'm thinking, what do I need to be thinking about? And I'm thinking, well, the enemy's been working 40, 50, 60 years, 100 years.
About 100 years, yeah.
Well, how long has Biden been in office?
120 days.
No, as president.
Oh.
But as a politician, 40-some mm-hmm. years.
Right.
Pelosi, Schumer, all of them. How long have they held office? Well, for the length of their time, they've done nothing but destroy this country.
Yes.
They've been the catalyst to bring about America's demise. So, do we need term limits?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How do we get it?
Won't get it out of the politicians that make
will
the law.
Will we have to revolt for it? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If we're that sincere in saving America. I called in yesterday when you had Congressman Mill on. I sent him a Patriot's Bible. And he made the statement that it has great power and words in it, our
yes.
document, our history.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our enemy has put into our schools books that destroy. They've produced teachers that destroy.
Absolutely.
Why not, as American, free Americans, we rally around the book that's made America and is designated to save America, the Bible.
Absolutely.
What greater Bible than one that contains history?
Yes.
Our history and truth.
And yet that history is being eroded every day. The future history is what we're talking about, Dan, as you know. And the future history of what America history will be written and how it will be reviewed and recognized as past tense of what we had is freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. And you just touched on it very succinctly in relationship to our educational system. In fact, I'm looking at an article. Parents scorch the elite schools after it adds porn literacy classes without their knowledge. Dated May 24th, parents at the elite Manhattan prep school are irate after discovering that their children were presented with a shockingly graphic and detailed seminar on pornographic literacy. And yes, this is what it was actually called. Parents of the Columbia Grammar and Prep School were unprepared for, and indeed not even warned, the explicit presentation she recently gave 120 teenagers called Pornographic Literacy, an Intersectional Focus on Mainstream Porn in America. Can you imagine that being taught in a classroom of students in a prep school? And yet we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, future tense, looking back on what America was like. Because Dan, as you and I recall it, and as many of our schools still have a modicum of that today, where the old three R's used to be called reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yes.
No longer are we looking at academics in our public schools. In fact, right now across America, our public school systems are absolute brainwashing centers and not academic training centers. Most of our students in most of our schools across America, when they graduate from high school, they're improperly trained in English grammar, in anything about literature, anything about math and sciences. We're behind most nations today when it comes to the sciences and the math and the grammar, and yet we find students with four-year credentials that's not worth 10 cents. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, what America was like and what it is like today. Here's an article, Dan, that says, it's pushback time. Once upon a time and not long ago, the communities served by the public schools owned those public schools. We need to keep reminding ourselves of this, if only to understand that it's not impossible. What was done once can be done again. We don't own those schools anymore. We use them. We used to then. And then along came the U.S. Department of Education, thanks to flaming much as Jimmy Carter, and a mob of State Department of Education and far-left teachers and teachers' unions that took our schools away from us. This week, parents in Scottsdale, Arizona, held their own I like this, Dan, held their own public school meeting outside the high school. They did it because that's where the Unified School District Board meeting was supposed to be held. But the board members never showed up. To avoid answering any questions by the public, they just simply went on a virtual meeting online. This week before, and again, to avoid answering questions, the school board walked out of their scheduled meeting before it even started. What kind of representative government is this when the representatives run away from the public? And it goes on to talk about the things that they were concerned about. And it goes on to say Palm Beach County, the same thing. The people in Palm Beach County are upset by the school district's mission statement, which is to, quote, purge white advantage, whatever the devil that means, this writer says. They're tired of paying their educators to call them racist, and they want it to stop. Meanwhile, Governor DeSantis has promised to ban critical race theory from all public schools in the state of Florida. And the article continues. But then the thing is, we're talking about what it was like with free speech in America, what it was like with freedom of religion in America, what our school system was like in the past. What are some of the things that you see that need to be transformative in America for us to not lose our American heritage and history?
Well, as long as we keep permitting school administrations to do things like take a five-year-old boy and kick him out of school because he may have kissed the cheek of a little girl, mm-hmm. a neighbor, friend, someone he's played with for years. They've gone to the extreme to where we can't believe they're doing it. Mm-hmm. We look and we say, who are these people? Where did they come from? This isn't what we bought into.
Right.
And that's what happened in America. And I use post-World War II. When my father came home, he went through the horrors of Germany and France and war. When he came home, he said to the government, I want to raise my family, I want to work my job, and I want to live the American dream that I just fought for and almost died for. And in doing that, the government saw a slight crack in order to start taking control.
Yes.
And they used that mindset of all these military men and women coming back from war and wanting to live that American dream and started eroding the American dream mm-hmm. from within. Now, you look at how long that has been and how far they've encroached. They have literally, and I mean literally, taken over all facets of American life.
They have, and Dan, one of the things that's distressing, I'm looking at an article here by Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel, and he's talking about Washington State, mm-hmm. and it's dealing with our religious freedoms that we have in America. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee just released his new dictates for churches in the Washington State. His new orders states that churches are limited to 25% capacity. But if the church segregates its worshipers, listen to what's being dictated. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not believing my eyes as I read this article. This is literally happening in America today, and if we allow it to continue, we will lose the historical roots of the Judeo-Christian values in the United States of America, and the history books will record that we once had freedom of religion, a freedom of speech, and a proper educational system that we no longer have. This article says the churches are limited to 25% capacity, but if the church segregates the worshipers based on whether they have had COVID shots, then he will permit up to 50% capacity. If everyone has proof of COVID shots for your church, then the capacity is based on the size of the sanctuary. But if some have not received the COVID shots, then the side of the church will have those for COVID shots on one side of the church can have 50% occupancy. Other side of the church, if they've not been COVID vaccinated, then they will have limited of 25%. This article says, imagine an usher greeting a worshiper. Quote, can I see your proof of COVID vaccination? See the paper or digital vaccine passport? The worshiper then is escorted to the preferred side of the church that can seat a 50% capacity. If the worshipers do not have a vaccine passport, then the person is escorted to the inferior side of the 25% capacity. Now in the state of Oregon now mandates that worshipers present papers or digital vaccine passports if they do not wear a mask. If they do not present the digital passport or some type of verification of their vaccination, they must wear the mask. Even the pastor, while preaching, must wear his mask in the church. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is nothing less than the demise of our religious liberties in America. I don't know about you, but I'm passionate about it. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but perhaps you have no sensitivity to that. But I see the handwriting on the wall of what America once was, what America once had, what we were once as a great nation. And we're seeing it, the demise of America as we once knew it, day by day. I'm looking at an article, Dan, that Dr. Phelps in our university worked up. And it says, how to destroy America. Refuse to honor God. Number two, reject the Bible. Number three, remove the American flag. Four, revise our Constitution. Five, redefine marriage and family. Six, repudiate our American heritage. Seven, rebel against moral values. Eight, relinquish our freedoms. Nine, resort to mob rule. 10, rob us of our American dream. And we're on the fast track for that, ladies and gentlemen. Dan, what do you say is the answer to what we're seeing with the demise of America and the future tense of what history books will record about what America once was like compared to what it is today?
Well, they just achieved all of those points that you just pointed out, and we've allowed it. We should be rallying and marching to our churches.
Yes.
And presently, again, we're no longer under God's blessings, I feel, to have allowed this slippery slope to become an avalanche of taking America's freedoms and liberties away.
Yes.
And absolutely. Our pursuits of life in general.
Yes.
We've allowed them to take what they claim to be a woman's right.
That's right.
Of an abortion.
To murder.
To now murder live birth, botched abortion babies.
Yes. Yes.
We've allowed them to take those parts and make a profit.
Our own government, through the Biden administration, has been buying baby parts for research.
Yes. We've allowed them now to inject ourselves, our loved ones, or even our children with an agent that we know nothing about.
Unknown substance.
Unknown substance. Mm-hmm. We, as a people, deserve what, in a sense, we allow.
That's right.
And that's the presence. In the past, this would have never been allowed.
Would never.
Because we had laws on the books that were upheld. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel. What do we need today? We need our laws upheld.
We need our Constitution honored.
And the Constitution promoted.
Yes.
And taught everywhere.
Yes.
We need signs, billboards, proclaiming the Constitution and certain segments of it, whatever will fit on the billboard.
Absolutely.
And we need radio stations. We need TV stations. We need churches to once again rise up, not with weapons, but with words.
Yep.
They fear the freedom of speech because it matters.
Yes.
Truth will reach a soul. Truth can soften a heart. Truth can open a mind. And that's what they fear. You and this radio station preach the truth every day.
Amen.
Every Sunday, your sermon is nothing but the truth, so help God.
Yes.
And that is what they fear.
That's what they fear.
Today.
I believe we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I believe it's time for urgent action. Is America salvageable? Only God knows. We must take a stand against censorship and anti-biblical legislation. We must circle the wagons and stand firm against the forces of evil, including evil such as sexual gender definitions and the legal and mainstream media endorsement of rioting, stealing, and removal of Judeo-Christian values. I'm wondering if it's time for the Christian states to secede. A rotten egg is a rotten egg. I mean, I think we should separate ourselves from the rest of the country that's going to heck.
Well, one of the things that someone said a number of just a few years ago, in fact, very much like you're saying, they said it a little bit more pointedly, that we need to have states that are set up, that if you are going to be a fascist, you want to be a dictator or a liberal, that this is your state, this is where you can live. If you're a conservative, patriot, or Christian, this is the state that you can live in. I don't know if that is feasible, workable, or not, but I do believe that we need to stand up as Christians, need to be heard and be seen, and to vivify by our actions. And that comes, Joseph, and perhaps you've heard me say before, judgment begins at the house of God. I believe that the demise of our nation, morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, spiritually, in every fashion, is as a result of pablum in the pulpits. For too long, preachers have preached goosebump theology, cotton candy theology, voodoo theology, and has nothing to do with the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's time Christians demand that if they're saved, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is to be proclaimed. The Bible from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation needs to be preached in context without apology, without fear, and without favor. That's the only way we're going to see things turn around. But we're seeing churches closing across America as never before in the history of our great nation, Joseph.
Yes, the gangrene is going to consume us if we don't get free of it. I mean, they don't realize they're delusional, that they're destroying our country.
Absolutely, and Joe Biden has been in office for what, 120 days or thereabouts, and he's already passed, I believe, by executive order. Tony Perkins said that out of the 80-81 executive orders, 60% of those are antithetical to morals and ethics and values and Christian beliefs and the freedom of religion. Yet this is taking place. And I'm looking at an article here that talks about Jen Psaki, the lying spokesperson for the Oval Office, where she's trying to protect Joe Biden. And even the New York Times has talked about his cognitive inability. Yet she is saying, and I'm reading the headline, Psaki says Biden is so physically fit, sometimes it's hard for us to keep up with him.
Yeah.
She said, the article says, go about your business, America. Everything is fine at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because he is physically fit. Psaki had to tell us about something that surely she doesn't even believe, that Biden is essentially the standard bearer for physical fitness and energy. He is not cognitively fit to be leading America.
Well, sir, I believe Pelosi is just waiting for Biden to make a big cognitive mistake, and she's going to jump on it to get Kamala Harris in there, and who's going to be worse than Biden.
Absolutely. In fact, if I can be, I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as Amos says in Amos chapter 7, I believe it is. He was just a fig picker and a herder of livestock. But nevertheless, I believe that in the next 90 to 120 days at the most, we'll see a move to remove Joe Biden. And as you said, Kamala Harris will become president. And Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, will be the seated vice president until right. one would be appointed or elected otherwise.
Right.
That's the way the game is played. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's where we're headed. Joseph, we need to keep on praying, brother. Keep on looking up and lifting up our heads because our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for your call. Dan, we're talking about today, future tense, American history. What will it be like? What will history books say about America, of what America used to be like and what it is at that point in time? What do you foresee the history books recording about America?
Well, I think if you honestly look at the rate we're declining, they may write it, but there won't be anybody being able to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Is one point.
That's a good insight. Yeah.
Yes. And they will tell someone somewhere what to say to the people, when to say it, and the people will be forced to listen to it and believe it. It's all around the third world under the socialist mark.
It's like Pravda News in Russia today.
That's right. And it's been successful for how many decades through by them, and that's what they're perceiving to do to us. And for the listening audience, if this is what you want for your children and grandchildren, then do nothing. Otherwise, support Dr. Youngblood, his radio station. Come to his church on Sunday and hear him speak live and well.
Dan, one of the things that I believe is imperative for our listeners to understand, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 gives us the summary answer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and then will forgive their sins, and then will heal their land.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me charge you with that responsibility today, is to go to God, confessing sin, repenting of sin, seeking God. When it says seek God's face, means to seek to please God and ask him to intervene and heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.